Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the groundbreaking work, The China Study, by T. Colin Campbell, a distinguished professor emeritus at Cornell University, and his son, Thomas M. Campbell II, a certified family physician and program director at the nonprofit T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. Published in 2005, this pivotal book challenges the conventional dietary wisdom by revealing the strong link between consuming animal-based proteins and the onset of numerous health issues. Drawing from a vast array of scientific data, the China study advocates for a shift towards a vegan diet, positing it as the key to unlocking a healthier life. Born on a dairy farm and initially embarked on a career in veterinary medicine, T. Colin Campbell's journey of study in nutritional science and biochemistry has made him a vocal proponent of plant-based diets. Alongside his son, who co-founded the Program for Nutrition and Medicine at the University of Rochester, they present compelling evidence that could transform how we think about food and health. Whether you're someone deeply concerned about the effects of animal-based protein in your diet, interested in the science of how diet impacts health, or a vegan seeking to reinforce your dietary choices with scientific backing, the China Study is an essential read that promises to enlighten and provoke thought on the food choices we make every day. Join us as we explore the significant implications of this controversial study and what it means for our health and our world. The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health. Introduction. Discover the power of plants. Transform your health by rethinking your diet. Have you ever caught yourself hesitating before biting into a juicy apple? Haunted by the widespread fear of carbs? It might come as a surprise, but the reluctance to embrace fruits and other carbohydrate-rich foods due to their bad reputation is a profound misunderstanding of what truly nourishes our bodies. Prepare to have your dietary beliefs challenged and your eyes open to a path of improved health that emphasizes the wonders of a plant-based diet. The common perception has long been that dairy products and meat are essential pillars of a healthy diet. Yet, what if the very foundation of this belief was shaken by compelling evidence suggesting otherwise? Imagine discovering that the proteins heralded for building our strength could also be the architects of our health's downfall. This isn't mere speculation. It's a revelation brought to light by an extensive study conducted in China, shedding light on the hidden dangers of animal-based proteins and offering a potent alternative rooted in the natural goodness of fruits and vegetables. Embarking on this journey through revolutionary nutritional insights, you'll uncover surprising truths such as the discovery of a molecular trigger for cancer lurking in your cheese. But it doesn't stop there. Dive into the history behind our protein obsession, tracing it back to a singular scientist's recommendation that shaped generations of dietary choices, steering us away from the verdant abundance of plant-based nourishment. Yet, the message isn't one of despair, but of hope and transformation. The humble apple and its plant-based companions emerge not just as mere foods, but as powerful allies in the quest for health. Imagine a world where consuming fruits and vegetables isn't just a part of a balanced diet, but a key strategy in warding off diseases, from the specter of cancer to the stealthy advance of blindness. So why not let go of the unfounded fears and embrace a diet that celebrates the vitality and richness of plants? With every bite of an apple, you're not just enjoying a sweet treat. You're taking a step towards conquering cancer, revitalizing your health, and unlocking the full potential of your body through the simple yet profound power of fruits and vegetables. Part 1. Nutrition. Over pills. The true path to sustained health. In an era where medicine seems to hold the answers to everything, it's puzzling to see sickness persist and even increase around us. This paradox leaves us questioning. If we have made such strides in medical science, why are people not healthier? The answer, surprisingly, may not lie within the confines of a pill bottle or under the sharp glare of an operating light, but rather on our dinner plates. The pursuit of health has often been mistaken to mean more medicines, more treatments, and more healthcare spending. Yet, this approach overlooks a crucial aspect of wellness, our diet. As modern medicine grapples with understanding and curing complex illnesses such as cancer, the health of populations, particularly in affluent countries like the United States, is not improving in tandem with rising healthcare spendings. Indeed, despite a nearly 300% increase in spending on healthcare over the past four decades, diseases such as cancer and diabetes have become more prevalent. This stark reality brings us to a critical, often overlooked point. The reliance on medicine alone to maintain health is not just insufficient, it's potentially harmful. Consider the statistic that about 7% of patients experience severe side effects from medications prescribed correctly by their doctors, with some cases leading to death. This paints a troubling picture of our dependency on pharmaceutical solutions, which promise much at a high cost, both financially and in terms of human health. However, there is a brighter, more sustainable path to wellness. Nutrition. Emphasizing good nutrition over pharmaceutical interventions is not a new idea, but it is one that has gained substantial evidence over the years. What we consume directly affects our body's composition and operation, essentially making us walking reflections of our diets. This simple, yet profound realization casts nutrition in the role of a cornerstone for good health, one that is both more accessible and less hazardous than relying heavily on medicine. The power of a healthy diet extends beyond mere theoretical benefits. Clinical studies and real-world evidence have shown that dietary adjustments can prevent, and in some cases reverse, the effects of serious illnesses such as early-stage heart disease, diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. This preventive approach to health, focusing on what we eat before resorting to medical intervention, not only promises a healthier population, but also a more sustainable and cost-effective way to manage and deter disease. But the journey to embrace nutrition as our primary health ally begins with understanding what constitutes a beneficial diet. This knowledge empowers individuals to make informed choices that support their health holistically, moving away from the reactive, medicine-centric model to one that champions the preventive, life-giving power of nutritious food. Part 2: Rethinking Protein, Less Meat, More Health. The dietary spotlight has long been fixated on the villains of fat and carbs, while protein, especially from animal sources, has been paraded as the dietary hero. Yet, lurking beneath this protein pedestal is a startling truth. We're consuming more protein than our bodies need, and it's not doing us any favors. The narrative of protein as the pinnacle of health is deeply ingrained in our dietary beliefs, but it's time to unravel this myth. Historically, the German nutritionist Karl Voigt played a pivotal role in shaping our perceptions about protein. Despite his own findings suggesting a modest daily protein requirement of just 48 grams, Voigt championed a much higher intake of 118 grams. This overestimation, built on the notion that more is better, laid the groundwork for a protein craze that has persisted to this day. However, what if the key to better health isn't found in consuming more protein, but in choosing the right source and amount? The dangers of a high animal protein diet, especially in a world riddled with toxins, became starkly evident in research from the 1960s. Indian scientists exposed two groups of rats to aflatoxin, a potent carcinogen, and observed startling differences based on their diet. The rats on a 20% casein diet, derived from animal protein, developed liver cancer or precancerous lesions, while their counterparts on a 5% casein diet remained unaffected. This remarkable experiment not only highlights the cancer-promoting potential of animal proteins, but also underscores the fact that the source of protein matters significantly. A similar pattern emerged in a study involving Filipino children exposed to aflatoxins. Those on a higher animal protein diet faced a greater risk of liver cancer, reinforcing the link between animal protein and disease. Yet, the story of protein need not be gloomy. Plant-based proteins from beans, nuts, and soy present a promising alternative. offering the necessary nutrients without the adverse health effects associated with animal-derived proteins. This shift in perspective from animal to plant-based sources of protein is not just a dietary choice, but a pathway to better health, challenging the long-standing myth that meat is the superior source of protein. By embracing plant-based proteins and recognizing that our bodies require far less protein than previously thought, we can take significant strides toward improved well-being. This journey toward a healthier lifestyle invites us to reconsider not just how much protein we consume, but more importantly, where it comes from. Setting the stage for a diet that supports our health without compromising our planet or our well-being. Part 3, The China Study, Unveiling the Diet-Disease Link. In the early 1980s, a pioneering venture unfolded as researchers from Cornell University and the University of Oxford embarked on an ambitious journey alongside the Chinese government to decipher the complex relationship between diet, environment, and health. This collaboration laid the groundwork for what would famously become known as the China Study, marking a milestone in public health research. The choice of China as the study's location was strategic and insightful. With its genetically similar population, China presented a unique opportunity where genetic variables wouldn't skew the outcomes of the research. This homogeneity allowed for a clearer analysis of how environmental factors, including diet, influence the occurrence of diseases. This was particularly relevant given the stark contrasts in illness rates across different regions of China, disparities that could not be attributed to genetics. In certain areas, cancer rates were astonishingly high, while other regions reported significantly lower instances. This variation pointed researchers toward environmental factors, including nutritional habits, as potential culprits for the differences in disease prevalence. The diversity in regional diets, ranging from predominantly plant-based to those richer in animal-based proteins, offered a natural experiment to explore the impact of diet on health. The foundation for this monumental study was further solidified by the Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai's initiative in the 1970s to map cancer prevalence across China, resulting in the publication of the Cancer Atlas. This compilation of data provided invaluable insights for the China Study's researchers, equipping them with decades of cancer incidence data as they embarked on their investigation. To gather comprehensive data, the team conducted thorough fieldwork across approximately 60 diverse regions within China. They meticulously collected food and urine samples and distributed questionnaires to grasp a detailed understanding of the participants' diets. This hands-on approach allowed them to gather raw, first-hand data, crucial for the study's objectives. By integrating their findings with the pre-existing data from the Cancer Atlas, the researchers sought to unravel the connections between diet and disease. Their analysis aimed to illuminate the links between dietary patterns and the prevalence of various illnesses, including cancer and heart disease. This endeavor not only sought answers, but also aimed to challenge prevailing nutritional beliefs and practices, forging a new path in our understanding of the diet-disease nexus. Part 4, Unraveling the Diet-Cancer Link, the Startling Findings of the China Study. The China Study embarked on an ambitious journey to unravel the intricacies of diet's impact on health. And what it uncovered about the relationship between animal-based proteins and cancer is both profound and transformative. At the heart of this revelation is the intricate process of cancer development, a journey from a normal cell to a malignant entity deeply influenced by our dietary choices. Carcinogens have long been recognized as culprits behind cancer, but their ability to transform cells is significantly moderated by the presence of specific enzymes. Herein lies the critical role of diet. A low-protein diet has the remarkable ability to decrease the activity of these enzymes, effectively reducing the likelihood of cells turning cancerous even in the presence of carcinogens. This finding gently shifts the narrative from the inevitability of cancer in the face of carcinogens to a more empowering stance where diet plays a pivotal role in prevention. Focusing further on the mechanics of cancer development, researchers highlighted the significance of foci, clusters of cells on the brink of malignancy. influenced not by carcinogens directly, but by the body's intake of protein. The China study illuminated this connection through compelling evidence, where diets high in animal protein not only increased the number, but also enhanced the growth rate of these precancerous clusters in rats. A striking comparison showed rats fed with 20%. Animal protein diets had triple the Fauci growth compared to their counterparts on a modest 5% animal protein diet. Perhaps the most astonishing finding was the impact of protein intake on tumor development in animals. Exposed to varying levels of aflatoxin, a potent carcinogen, animals on high protein diets developed significantly more tumors despite lower toxin exposure than those on low protein diets facing high levels of aflatoxins. This inverse relationship boldly underscores the potential of dietary protein restriction, particularly animal-based, as a strategy to thwart cancer growth. However, the study also cast a light on a more hopeful path, the role of plant-based proteins. Unlike their animal-derived counterparts, plant proteins such as wheat and soy did not contribute to the growth of precancerous foci, even in the presence of aflatoxins. This distinction not only challenges the prevailing biases towards animal proteins, but also opens up avenues for dietary choices that can potentially derail the cancer process. The China study's groundbreaking insights fundamentally reshape our understanding of diet's role in cancer prevention. By highlighting the detrimental impact of animal-based proteins and contrasting it with the benign nature of plant-based proteins, it offers a compelling narrative for embracing dietary patterns that favor plant-derived nutrients. In so doing, it suggests a powerful, accessible means of cancer prevention that hinges on our everyday choices at the dining table. Part 5. Choosing plants over meat, a path to comprehensive health. The findings from pioneering nutritional studies, including the monumental China study, unequivocally point towards a profound truth: a diet rich in plant proteins, as opposed to one laden with animal proteins, not only holds the power to prevent cancer, but also paves the way for a healthier life overall. This insight beckons us towards a radical dietary shift. Embracing a vegan or plant-based diet as the most astute choice for nurturing both body and mind. The move towards a vegan lifestyle extends far beyond cancer prevention. It emerges as a holistic approach to warding off a myriad of health issues, including some of the most daunting ones like breast cancer. Consider the link between high-fat diets, commonly resulting from the consumption of animal products like milk and butter, and elevated estrogen levels in the body. This hormonal imbalance is a known risk factor for cancer in women. In stark contrast, rural Chinese women, with a dietary fat intake averaging a mere 6% of their total calories, showcased significantly lower risks of developing breast cancer, thus underscoring the health benefits of minimizing animal protein in favor of plant-based options. Moreover, the virtues of a plant-centric diet extend into the domain of digestive health and cardiovascular wellness. The China study illuminated how a diet rich in fiber, a hallmark of plant-based eating, correlates with reduced rates of colon and rectal cancer, not to mention its beneficial effects on lowering cholesterol levels. This stands in sharp contrast to the relatively fiber-deficient diets common in North America, further cementing the case for increasing our intake of plant-based foods. But the benefits don't stop there. Plants are nature's reservoirs of antioxidants, those vital nutrients that arm our bodies against the cellular havoc wreaked by free radicals. From accelerating the aging process to triggering macular degeneration, a leading cause of gradual vision loss, the damage caused by free radicals is far-reaching. Yet, through the consumption of fruits, vegetables, olive oil, and cocoa, all rich in antioxidants, we can fortify our body's defenses, showcasing once more the profound health benefits encoded within a plant-based diet. In essence, embracing a diet predominantly composed of plant-based foods is not merely a dietary preference, but a strategic, informed choice for anyone aspiring to a life of enhanced health and well-being. It invites us to reconsider our nutritional habits, calling into question long-standing beliefs about protein sources and their impact on our health by opting for a plate rich in vegetables, fruits, grains, and legumes. We choose a path laden with health benefits, paving the way for a future where our meals are in harmony with our health aspirations. Final summary. In essence, the transformative power of a vegan diet emerges as a clear message from this enlightening exploration. Choosing plant-based foods is not just a diet preference, but a profound decision for better health. By integrating vegetables, fruits, grains, and legumes into our daily meals, we stand at the forefront of preventing diseases, notably cancer and diabetes, which have long cast shadows over countless lives. This dietary shift not only promises a reduction in the prevalence and impact of these ailments, but also offers a release from the burdens of disease management and the financial strain of healthcare expenses. In adopting a vegan lifestyle, we unlock a path to wellness, where our food choices become powerful allies in our journey toward optimal health, inviting a future where our meals nourish and protect us in equal measure. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.